Ойрайса.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Dalal Amin Aleph. We're holding on Gimel Amin Beis, seven lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanon. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Izehu Shaita. How do we define a Shaita in Halacha? Hayotze Yechida Belayla, says the Braisa, three different behaviors. He goes outside at night alone, Balama Beis Akvaris, he sleeps in a cemetery, but Mekareas Ksusai, and he tears his clothing. Now Itmar, we learned Machlaikas, but how to understand the Braisa. Rav Huna Amar Achu Kulam Bevasachas, until one person exhibits all three behaviors. A person has to exhibit all three. Rabbi Yechon Amar Afilu Ba'achas Mehen, no, even if a person just exhibits one of these behaviors, if he does it three times, so then he's considered a Shaita. Now Hei Chidami, when Rav Huna said he has to exhibit all three behaviors, what was he talking about? Ita avalu derech shtos. If he did a derech shtos, afilu b'chadin ami. So if he does even one of these behaviors, if he does it in an irrational way, if he does a derech shtos, so then even one behavior should be enough to deem him a shaita. And ita lo avalu derech shtos. And if he did it with an excuse each time it was rational, afilu kulun ami lois. And even if he does all three behaviors, he shouldn't be considered a shaita. So it says the Gemara lo'ilam deka avalu derech shtos. He did a derech shtos, but still Rav Huna held that if he just exhibits one of these behaviors, he's not considered a shaita because each one has an excuse. If he sleeps in the cemetery, maybe he was trying to have a ruach tuma rest on him. Maybe that's why he was doing it. Maybe he had some sort of chayli that he needed some fresh air. Maybe he's just amispas. He was deep in thought. But however, once he does all three behaviors and derech shtos, so then have look. He's like a shar that gores three different types of animals, that we say that it's a mu'ah to gore all different types of animals. So to a person who exhibits all three of these behaviors, so now we'll consider him a shaita with regards to all inyanim. Now Amar Rav Papa says that Ishmaelil Rav Huna Hadatanya, if Rav Huna would have heard the following braisa, the braisa says Izahu Shaita Zehama'abe Komash Naistumla. He's a person who loses everything he gets. So even just this one simon of losing everything, that makes him into a shaita. Now says Rav Papa that if Rav Huna would have known this braisa, have a hadar be, he would have been chayzer. Now Yibailu, the Gemara is a shaila, what does it mean he would have been chayzer? So now this braisa says that just the simon of losing everything, that's enough to make him a shaita. That's similar to the simon in the other braisa of tearing his clothing. So the braisa, so the Gemara now is a shaila, Yibailu, ki have a hadar be, mimikarek, suso have a hadar be, ikdidami allaha. Maybe Rav Huna just would have been chayzer from mikarek susay, from tearing his clothing. That tearing his clothing stands by itself. That alone can make someone into a shaita if he does that. But the other two, yaitzei yechidi belayla, going out alone at night and sleeping in a cemetery, that those a person would not be a shaita just by exhibiting one of those things alone. Aydilma mikulu have a hadar, or maybe Rav Huna would have been chayzer legamri from his entire shita, that just like Mikarei Aksusa, tearing his clothing, stands alone. So to all three simanim that the Braisa mentioned, stand alone. To which the Gemara says, Teku, that we'll have to wait for Eliyahu and Navi. The Mishnah had said, everyone's chayv in Riyah, except for the exceptions. Amongst those exceptions were Vitumtum Vandragonus, a person who's covered up. We can't tell if he's a Zachor or a Nekeva. And Andragonus is a person who has both simanim of a Zachor and a Nekeva. So Tan Rabbanah, we learned in the Braisa, that Zachor lahaitzias anashim. It says, who's chayv to be oil regal? The Pasuk says, is Zachor. It says, Zachorcha, all of your males, kol Zachorcha. So Zachor teaches us that women are pater. Lahaitzias anashim. Zachorcha, the extra chaf, lahaitzi tumtum Vandragonus, that they're also pater. And kol Zachorcha, it says, that all of your males should be oila. That's the rabbi, he says a ketanim, and even ketanim are chayiv, which we'll get back to soon. Now, Amar Mar, we just said that Zachar lo haitzi es anashim. From Zachar, we learn out that women are pater. Ask the Gemara, halam alikra? Why do we need the pasuk that women are pater? Michti, let's see. Mitzvah seishas angramahu. To be oila regal is a mitzvah saseh, is a positive mitzvah, and it's time bound, it's three times a year. Becham mitzvah seishas angramahu nashim beturais. Women are always pater from time bound. Positive mitzvahs. So why do I need a pasuk if they're pater? Anyways, they're pater. Says the Gemara, Itzrich, Sagad el Chamina, Neil Fria, Ria Mehakel. I need Zachar because otherwise I would have thought to say that even though it's a mitzvah, Seishas Mangrama, we should learn out the Gzeir Shav of Ria Ria from Hakel and say that, Malahala Nashim Chayavis, Avkan Nashim Chayavis, and say that just like by Hakel, women are Chayiv, so too over here, women are Chayiv. Kamashmal on Zachar, then no, women are pater. Amar Mar, the Braisa said, Zechorcha lohaitzi tumtum andragonist. Extra chav teaches me that the tumtum and andragonist are pater. So Bisham andragonist, it's trich. I understand why I need a pasuk to tell me that an andragonist who has simanim of both, that he's pater, because akudat chamina hayov islait sad zachar is lechayiv. I might have thought to say that he's both a zachar and a nekeva, so being that he's also a zachar, that he's, so he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah. Kamash malon, the beria bifnei atzmayu. That's why I need Zechorcha to tell me that now he's pater. We don't view him as being a zachar and a nekeva. We view him as being neither. He's a beria bifnei atzma. He's its own creature. He's his own creation. Not a zachar, not a nekeva. A beria bifnei atzma. Now a tumtum sveikahu v'yitzuch kar lemutei sveika. But a tumtum, someone who's covered up. So he's a suffix. And midaraisa, I would have said that he's potter because of the suffix. So why do I need a pasuk of Zechorcha to teach me that a tumtum is potter? Anyways, he's a suffix, and therefore he's potter out the fact that I wouldn't have known that he's chayiv because he's only a suffix. Says the Gemara, I'm rabbi, kishabetzim ibachutz. We're talking about the type of tumtum that he's not a suffix. His beitzim are ibachutz. So it's obviously he's a zachar. Just his git is covered up. And the chesh of the pasuk is that even still, he's potter from the mitzvah of Ri'ah because of the fact that he's a tumtum in that, that his git is covered. Amar Mar, the Braisa had said that kol zechorcha l'rabbi says the katanim, from kol we learn out the katanim are chayiv and re'iyah. Ask the Gemara v'atznan chutz m'cheir sheitav v'katan. The Mishnah said the katanim are pater. So it's a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Amar Abaye le'kasha. Kam b'katan shegi l'chinach, kam b'katan shleh egi l'chinach. Our Mishnah which said pater is talking about a young child, the katan shleh egi l'chinach. The Braisa which darshins from the pasuk that the katanim are chayiv is talking about the katan shegi l'chinach. Ask the Gemara, katan shegi l'chinach t'rabbanani. Even the katan shegi l'chinach, it's only a chiyuv midrabbanan. So how could the braisa darshan that from a pasuk that he's chayiv? So says the Gemara in a chanami, you're right, and it's not what the pasuk's talking about. Ukras machta ba'alma, the tana just meant that you see a remez to the fact that katanim shegi l'chinach are chayiv from the pasuk that says call, but that's not really what the pasuk's teaching me. Velakra l'mayasa, so what's the pasuk really teaching me? Why does it say kol zuchorcha? L'chad acherim for a drasha that acherim taught us. Acherim, the tanya, acherim aimer, someone who collects animal waste, or he refines copper, or he's a tanner, all three are smelly jobs. They're all paturim in ariyah, they're patur from the mitzvah of ariyah. Bisham shenemer, because the pasuk says, kol zecharcha, mishi yachul alisim kol zecharcha, we darshan from there, that the type of person who's chayv in ariyah is a person who could go up and be oilu l'regel with all of Klal Yisrael. Yatzu eila she'inani ro'oyin la'alisim kol zecharcha, to the exclusion of these professions, someone who has one of these professions, so they can't go up with everyone else because everyone wants to stay far away from them because they're very smelly, and therefore they're pater from the mitzvah of Ri'iyah. That's what we learn now from Kol Zechorcha. We said in the Mishnah that women and slaves that are not freed, meaning an Eved Kanani, they're both pater from the mitzvah of Ri'iyah. So Bishlam and Nashim Kedamra. Nashim, we already went through to say what the makar is that they're pater. Ela avadim inalan, what's the makar for slaves? Amravuna markra al pneya adai nashem. The pasuk says you go up to be adal the regal to see kaviyachol the face of your master Hashem. Mishainli ela adai nachad yatuzesh yechloy adai nacher. So we learn from here that the type of person who's chayv to be is a person who only has one master, excluding an Eved Kanani who has another master. Ask the Gemara, Halam and Likra, why do I need a pasuk that an Eved Kanani is pater? Nichti, kol mitzvah say, kol mitzvah, sha'isha chayavizba, Eved chayavizba, kol mitzvah, she'ina isha chayavizba, ina Eved chayavizba. The rule is, an Eved is treated lahalacha like a woman, an Eved Kanani. When mitzvah that a woman is pater, and he's pater, and mitzvah that a woman is chayavin, he's chayavin. The Gemara, la mi'isha, we have Gzeir Shavav, la mi'isha. So if women are pater from Ri'iyah, then it's natural that Avadim are pater from Ri'iyah. Why do I need a special pasuk that Avadim are pater? The pasuk is teaching me that a half eved, even a half eved, so he's not really lala miisha. I might have thought to say that he's chayev because he's half ben chayrin. Kamashman the pasuk that no, he's still pater because lamaisa he has more than one master, albeit his second master is only half, but he still has more than one master. So that's what the pasuk is teaching me. He's pater from the mitzvah v'riyah. And says Ravina that dekanami, the mission is even meduyik like this. That's the type of eved we're discussing. Tani Nashim Va'avadim She'inan Meshucharim. It says, who's Pater? Women and slaves that are not freed. Ma'i She'inan Meshucharim. What does it mean that they're not freed? Yilemu She'inan Meshucharim Klal, they're completely not freed. So listen, the Avadim Stama. The Mishnah could have just said that slaves are Pater. Why does it have to say slaves that are not freed? Of course, the slaves are generally not freed. So why does it have to mention this? Allah She'inan Meshucharim Legamre. You want to know why it says She'inan Meshucharim? Because the Mishnah is talking about a slave that's not completely freed. He's only half freed. He is somewhat freed. He says he's not freed to show me that he really is a little bit freed. He's just not completely freed. It's discussing a person who's half freed, half slave. You see a diak that that's what the Mishnah is discussing. That's what the Pasuk is discussing. In a regular Eved, we would know that he's pater from Riyah. It's a chetzi Eved v'chetzi ben chayrin. That's where we have this limud of Adin Echad that he's pater from the mitzvah of Riyah.